Hello, my name is Brandon O'Shea, and over the past couple years, I've been focusing on a few things to make my life and the lives of other people I connect with better. There are a lot of bad things in the world, a lot of sadness, confusion, and overall general negativity. But there is also a lot of good. It's not easy in this day and age to keep a clear mind and keep the big picture in the forefront of our minds. Every now and then, we need to step back and reevaluate and get back to our roots and ground ourselves. Over the past 10 years of my life, I've been trying to find what my purpose is. I have a lot of goals and interests, thoughts and opinions, biases and experiences, just like anyone. Many of these will change and evolve as I grow, learn, fail, and succeed in life. But I have decided what I want to be remembered for when I'm gone. That is to help people feel happier, healthier, and more human. This is episode 1 of the podcast, and I hope that wherever you are in life or in the world, this is of some value to you, and you can grow a little and take what you want or need from the messages here. These 3 categories of what are what I've found to equate to a life worth living. Over the next few episodes, I will introduce each category and describe what they mean to me, how I manage them to different degrees in my day-to-day life, and suggestions on how you can reach whatever level in the spectrum of where you feel is sufficient for you to live your best life. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the introductory episode of Happy, Healthy, Human. Welcome to episode 1 of Happy, Healthy, Human. As the introduction mentioned, this is a podcast to help people find something meaningful in their lives and help them simplify, retract, and reevaluate where they are in the world and how to find joy and whatever it is that brings them happiness in this life. This podcast has no script. It's the first podcast, and although throughout the course of the next episodes, I'll start to organize a bit more, have interviews, have more discussion, and ask questions to you, my audience, I just wanted to be very raw and organic in this first recording so you can really see the true side of me, where I'm coming from, and just make it realistic so it doesn't feel scripted or fake or like it's not a real human. I've had a lot of ideas over my life, and that's fine, but if you don't do anything with your thoughts, with your ideas, then they stay in your head. If you talk about your ideas, you're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk. A lot of people are afraid of failure, they're afraid of rejection, they're afraid to be humiliated or confused or they realize they're not as good as what they thought. Something I really struggle with sometimes is imposter syndrome, where you feel like you're an imposter, as if you're doing something and people are praising you, telling you that you're good at that thing, whatever it is, but you feel like there's always somebody better than you, and they're going to call you out as a phony, as a liar, as an imposter. The fact is, most people aren't going to do that. And if they are, that's okay. Forget about them. They're what people call haters. Whatever you want to call those people, it doesn't matter. They're not the people you need in your life, and they're not the people that you need to listen to. By taking the first step in the plunge to produce this podcast, I just want to mention a couple, but definitely not all, of the people that have influenced me to have the confidence to start this. And although I feel like I should have started a year or 2 years ago, it never really is too late. Tim Ferriss, author of 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Chef, 4-Hour Body, and a couple more books that he's just released over the last 2 years, such as Minds of Titans. He's inspired me to be more efficient, smarter, and live life a lot more creatively and fuller without having excuses of not being able to do something as well as somebody else. He always talks about doing things the most efficient way, learning how to speak a new language, learn a new skill, travel the world, make more money, whatever you name it. He's found a way, or he's going to find a way, to make it possible to do faster, easier, and more successfully. You should definitely check out his website. It'll be in the link underneath in the description of this podcast. Check out his website, check out his books, check out and sign up for his weekly Friday email. It's amazing. 5 Bullet Friday. I check it out every week. Sometimes I'm loving every single post on there. Sometimes neither of them really stand out to me. But the next week I know there's going to be something really cool, and it's totally worth it for everyone. You'll find something important. The next person I want to mention is Casey Neistat. Probably about 6-7 years ago, maybe even more, 2011, I just found about Casey Neistat on YouTube. 2010 it was. I just graduated from high school, and I wasn't really on the computer too much, didn't watch a lot of videos, and wasn't really into social media. But I saw this video of this pretty cool guy riding his bike and running into things on the street, crashing over them, and arguing with a cop and filming him. I've always been a little bit angsty against, against people telling me what to do if I don't respect them or if I don't believe in what they're saying. Authority hasn't always been something I've respected unless I've seen the commitment given back to me or I felt that I wanted to earn their respect. What I have tried to do is watch his videos and apply them to my life as much as I could or wanted to. At that time, he wasn't as big of as a YouTube and internet celebrity as he is now. He did have a good couple thousands of followers and thousands of views on his videos, but they were all homemade videos, and I thought they were really cool. I'd wait for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months before he would release another video. And in the meantime, I would catch up on all his past videos and learn about who he is and why he got to where he is. He's had an amazing life, and he's taught me a lot of cool things in his own words. He started doing a daily vlog, which I give him 2 thumbs up. That is unbelievable hard work to sustain, and to keep producing content in the quality that he does is short of a miracle in some people's eyes. I'll be honest that I don't
truly keep up with his day-to-day life. To me, it's just never really been that amazing to track somebody in every single day as like a reality show of what they're doing. But I will go and watch his videos, and the things he do are absolutely ridiculous sometimes. But it just makes you think you can do things. Don't listen to people say you can't, because you can totally find a way to do it. And if you can't find a way to do it, don't give up. You can find the next best thing. And in 10 years, 20 years, you might be able to do your goal or that first idea that everyone told you couldn't. You can pull it off. So go check him out. YouTube, Casey Neistat. Link will be in the bottom. I'll probably put one or two of my favorite videos in the link below. Thanks, Casey, for the stickers, by the way, in your personal letter a couple years ago. He motivated me to do a lot of things. I'll be mentioning both Tim and Casey throughout this series. Third person I want to mention is Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, as he's known. I did not follow him throughout the years, like most of his fans now. He constantly mentions in his book and on social media that everyone thinks he's an overnight success, but he's been busting his butt since he's been a kid, if you read his books. And it only happened that in the 2007 to 2010 years where he finally got some publicity and notice for what he was doing. But he's been the same his whole life. He tells it how it is. He doesn't bullshit you. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. And he does it in a way that it may hurt your feelings, but he's saying it to you not to hurt your feelings, not to get ratings. But that's just the way he talks. He says it to you in a way that's going to be impactful for you to feel it and motivate yourself to do the real work. If it doesn't motivate you, he doesn't care. He's not trying to impress anyone. He's just speaking from his heart. He basically has gotten to where he is from hustling and working side jobs and selling things after getting them for free or for cheap, for creating his YouTube videos on wine for his dad's wine shop where he got in making into millions over the time he was there. Now he has tons of social media companies and books, and he does lots of speaking around the world. But he's a good motivator. If you ever need to, if you're ever feeling like you can't do something, or you have excuses that, oh, you're too old, you're too late for this, you don't know how to, you don't have enough money, everyone else is, blah, 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 you watch some of his videos, and he'll call you out on all your excuses and leave you with only one thought. And 9 times out of 10, that thought is, shit, I gotta get my head down and get to work on what I want to do. Maybe 1 out of 10 times you'll finish and you might still not be convinced that you can do it. Or you might think, yeah, this guy isn't for me. But like I said before, he isn't for everybody. But for the majority of people that do listen to him, they usually have a nod at the end of his conversation or his video or his speech. And they usually either fully or begrudgingly agree with what he has to say to some extent. There's many, many more people that have influenced me, and of course I'm going to give them full credit. Links in the bottom of the podcast all the time for you guys to check out, research on, books, videos, people I know in real life that will be featured on the podcast in the future for interviews. Sometimes they maybe take a podcast takeover where they talk about what they want to. You know, I'll be having different clips from videos, and I'll be reading quotes to you as well. I'll be linking everything for full credit because that's important to me. Songs, lyrics, basically anything that's going to bring value, in my opinion, to your life, or that has brought value or interest and stimulated me somewhere. A couple broad topics that I'll always either be relating back to or relating to in nearly every single episode will be these 10 topics. I'll list them off for you. Number one is sleep. Number two is eat. Number three is move. Number four is think. Number five, recovery / meditation. Number, where are we at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is socialize / family. Number eight is nature / sound. Number eight, purpose and motivation. Number nine, travel and culture. And number 10, work and money. And I just realized that's 11 topics. But like I said, this is unscripted. This is raw. Humans make mistakes. And I think that's important for people to realize. As long as you make a mistake and you're trying to fix it or you learn from it, that's what, or at least a part of happy, healthy human is about. We're going to go into a lot of detail over the next couple episodes on those topics, which are kind of subgenres to happy, healthy human. I'll be adding more. You'll start to see where maybe my personal favorites are, my biases are. I'll be talking about myself a lot on this podcast, but every episode we'll be trying to give you examples of how to implement it in your own life and how to learn from adversity and changes and all of your experiences, put it all together and create your own life. I'm not a genius at anything I speak about. I'm not an expert at these things to any degree. I'll tell you my experience and you can decide if I'm a qualified expert to any degree, but everybody's learning and I want to learn every day. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not claiming to be better than anybody in any way. And I hope none of these episodes come off pretentious, making you think that I know better. These are just what I found to help me and what I found over the years that when I've mentioned to other people, when I've taught them, when I've exposed them to these things, these topics, these ideas, most of the time they've come back with good praise or good results, happier life, and just more confidence in themselves. And that's the prime objective of meeting people in my life. I want to leave the conversation and I want them to be satisfied with the conversation and the words that were and the ideas and the feelings that were exchanged, or I want them hungry for more. I want them eager to meet me again or speak to me next time or longer or about another topic, or I want them to have more of an open mind when they walk away. And even if I never speak to them again, I want them to pass on the good deed and the goodwill and the good vibes and have that energy in them to go do good in their lives and motivate someone else, stimulate the next person, keep that that vibration, that wave going. This is a shorter episode. Introduction. I'll tell you a bit about myself right now. My name is Brandon O'Shea. I live in Calgary, Alberta, in Canada. I've lived here in my whole life, born and raised.
I've traveled a bit, not anything too extensive, but I'm very grateful for the places I've been. I've been lucky to have the opportunity to go to England, Liverpool and London, Manchester, Southampton, all in England. I've been lucky to travel to Germany and Austria to play soccer, football. I've been grateful to travel to Paris and France, Brazil, a couple cities, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Belo Horizonte, beautiful, beautiful cities. I've been very grateful to travel for work a few times to Vancouver, Ontario, Toronto, Hamilton in the next couple days here. Phoenix, Arizona, New York, you know, LA, Seattle. I've had a couple places under my belt, but I'm hoping to go to more. I believe that traveling, it doesn't matter if you travel 10 blocks away from your house or 10-hour flight away from your city. There's always going to be something different for you to see, a different person, a different environment, a different climate, a different language, different food, different ideas, different anything, you know? So if you're in a place right now and you've never left your own city or your own country, don't feel disheartened. You may never get to, you may travel the whole world in a year. But every time you walk out your door, look for something new. Be aware. Be open to have no expectation. Be open to all experiences. If you do get to travel around the world, please don't flaunt that, but become more modest. And I don't feel like I need to say that to most people listening to this podcast. The majority of time when you travel and you return home, you are excited, you're on a high, you're on a thrill, but then you reevaluate your life and you start to see life from other people's eyes, and you come home and you either are grateful for what you have, or you're eager to teach people what you learned and what you saw. You get to go back, you want to move and live somewhere new, you grow as a person, and then you start to teach other people about where you're from and who you are and tell your story. Part of traveling is the people you meet. Be open. Either travel alone, go with a group, go with your family. But look at it from the other side. If you're in your day-to-day life and a tourist is lost, or you see somebody looking at a map or their phone or at signs, just ask them if they need help. They may not, and you just go on. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times where I've seen dozens of people walk past someone who can't understand how to use a machine at a bank or at a train station, or they don't understand what somebody's telling them at a restaurant, and everybody hears it and everyone just turns a blind eye. I'll go up to that person and ask them if they need help or if they're lost. If there's a language barrier, I'll try my best. Google Translate if you have a phone, if you have the amazing skill to know another language, which I haven't got just yet. Speak to them in that with your broken English or anything you've got, but help them. You don't have to go all the way out of your way, but point them in the direction, tell them how far something is, order the food that they're looking for them. Do that little bit. That is such a relief to the people, and it makes them feel welcomed and relieved, less embarrassed. And, you know, you don't have to go any further than that, but you may make a new best friend. You never know, in 5 years you might travel their country, and if you got their Facebook or their Instagram or their phone number or any social media or contact information, send them a note. They may have you stay at their place for free. They may show you around and they'll repay the favor. So without getting too detailed into any more topics, I'll end it on this final thought. This podcast is for anybody who has an open mind, is either quote-unquote finding themselves, which I hate
when people say that, because you know who you are. You're right there. You just need to accept yourself. But if you're in that stage, this podcast is for you. If you are someone who is open to new experiences, open to meeting people, open to or wanting to be open to new experiences or wanting to meet people, if you're open to growing, learning, developing yourself, becoming a better version of you, if you're open to, if you want success in your life, if you want happiness in your life, if you want to be healthier in your life, if you want other people around you to be any of those that I just mentioned, it's for them. Don't push it on them, but, you know, mention it to them. Have them listen to the first 1, 2, 3 episodes, and if it's for them, they can keep going. If not, then it's for you, and you listen to it, and you grow in your life. This is for anybody who knows there's something more out there, but just feels a little stagnant, feels a little stuck. This is for anybody who feels like they get it, but no one else gets it, and they feel like they're the only one. You're not the only one. There's millions of you and us around. You just need to find them. This is for anybody who feels right listening to this. This is not a podcast that judge anybody or point the finger or shame or belittle anybody. This podcast is to give and to serve information and thoughts and feelings to anybody who's willing to listen. Thank you for listening to episode 1. This is only going to get better. And I'm going to continue to give you the best content I have with the best knowledge I have as often as I can. And I just want everybody listening to this to know that you are the best version of yourself if you want to be. You will become that, and you are loved in this world, you are valuable, you are important, and you have a purpose, whether you know it or not. Stay tuned for more episodes. Peace, love, signing out, and I'll talk to you next time. Can't wait to talk to you about our next topics and new ideas. Have a great day. Wow.